From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Losses at Fannie Mae are raising some eyebrows. Today, the mortgage giant said it lost nearly $2.2 billion in the first quarter of the year. Fannie Mae and its smaller rival, Freddie Mac, are basically backed by the U.S. government. Together, the two lenders play a very important role in the mortgage market. So if they get into trouble, it may call for more than just raised eyebrows. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Even with the biggest foreclosure crisis in 50 years, the odds are very slim that Fannie and Freddie would suffer big enough losses that they'd fall apart. Still, they've become so big, they back $5 trillion in debt. They constantly buy and sell and guarantee mortgages, and all that keeps the market moving, so their implosion would be a colossal disaster.
It's just a dangerous game because if the worst happens, the financial panic that would occur.
Gerald O'Driscoll is a former Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas vice president and a current fellow at the Cato Institute.
There are two conflicting goals going on, and they can't both be satisfied. First, the protection of Fannie and Freddie, keeping them sound. That would mean they should be required to have even more capital, curtail their lending, and so forth.
The second goal is to use Fannie and Freddie as a tool to make more money available for mortgages when other lenders have pulled back. That's what's been happening lately.
That second goal is totally contrary to the first. It puts Fannie and Freddie at more risk.
So O'Driscoll says Fannie and Freddie should be reined in. A lot of the criticism of Fannie and Freddie predates the mortgage mess. Some conservatives thought their government sponsorship gave the firms an unfair advantage in the market. But many economists say the partisan debate needs to be shelved because right now,
Fannie and Freddie are vital to the housing market today.
Mark Zandi heads up MoodysEconomy.com. With Fannie and Freddie handling 80% of the mortgages bought by investors in recent months, he says the government is doing exactly what it needs to by letting these companies play a more active role.
The housing market's a complete mess. It's undermining the economy. I don't think there's any debate. There's no mortgage credit coming in from private lenders. The only source of credit is the FHA, Fannie and Freddie. So worries about their role with regard to the government is a discussion for another day, because this is a time of crisis and we need them to step up and play a very active role.
Some experts criticize Fannie and Freddie's special relationship with the government, but many economists say it's because of that special treatment that the company should now be pushed to take on more risk and prop up the mortgage market. William Wheaton is a housing economist at MIT.
We've been implicitly guaranteeing them for 20 years. Now we're asking them to step up to the plate.
Wheaton thinks if the housing market continues to decline, say, beyond 2009, and property values fall more than 20% nationally, that could cause some serious losses for Fannie Mae, but he thinks the doomsday scenarios are overblown.
So I wouldn't be particularly worried about Fannie and Freddie at this point.
The market didn't seem too worried either about Fannie's $2 billion loss. The stock rose after Fannie said it would raise another $6 billion, and its regulator loosened some cash-on-hand requirements to allow it to buy up more mortgages. Chris Arnold, NPR News.